To start off the song, we go through two verses of Amazing Grace, but it's in 4-4 time. Usually Amazing Grace is in 3-4 time, like 1-2-3 and 1-2-3-1-2. But this is 1-2 and 3-4 and 1. So it's in 4-4 time. So let's start with the first phrase that we have in the first verse of this Amazing Grace section at the beginning. Here's what it sounds like. So we start by holding down a standard C chord. So finger 3 is on the 5th string, 3rd fret. Finger 2 is on the 4th string, 2nd. And then finger 1 is on the 2nd string, 1st. I'll play the 2nd string by itself. And then I'll play 5th, 4th, and 3rd. And then we get this pull off. So while keeping the C chord down, put your 4th finger on the 2nd string, 3rd fret, hit it, and then pull it off to repluck the 2nd string, which is still the 1st fret. Then go back and give me 5th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st. That's all C chord. Then put the 4th finger back down on the 2nd string, 3rd fret, and strike it. And then we have this. So this is the F chord, and I'm using my thumb to pick up the 6th string, 1st fret. So reach around the back of the neck to grab that. I need finger 3 on the 4th string, 3rd fret, finger 2 on the 3rd string, 2nd fret, and then finger 1 on the 2nd string, 1st fret. Now if you can't thumb that, you can bar it by letting finger 1 bar the entire 1st fret, and then put your finger 3 on the 4th string, 3rd, and finger 2 will be on the 3rd string, 2nd. And that way, you got your 6th string 1st fret with a bar, and you have your 2nd string 1st finger with a bar. And you'll play 6, 4, 3, and 2. And then we get this pull off. Now that's the 3rd string 2nd fret, where finger 2 is. We're going to hit it, and then pull it off to open. So if you have the bar down, let go of the bar. From here though, we go back to the C chord and do this. So what I did there was I took my C chord, but I have the 2nd finger off of the 4th string. I want to start with it open. I'll play the 5th, 4th, and 3rd together, and then hammer that 2nd finger on. After that, play your 2nd string open. And that's the first two measures of the first verse of Amazing Grace. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4 by themselves.